Starting October 1st, you can pay $1 a month to have a character named after you of any race or gender. You need to be gender neutral. Welcome back. Where we left off, we currently had... What's it? I forgot his name. We had some people in there. We had... I guess they kind of know, because it's continuity, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's been 2 weeks for us, so it's a little different. We had to reroll initiative, because keeping initiative after 2 weeks is kind of a funky thing. I've got 13, 15. I guess we'll just start from the top again.
Okay. 22.
Yeah, I guess go.
No, it's the guy's turn.
Oh, the guy who you yeeted?
Yes.
Yeah. 17. Oh.
Shut up. Do you just not care? 17. Okay, so.
He's flying. Yeah.
When you left off, like where we left off, Jaden accidentally came, I guess not really accidentally, but with a certain deal, this whole area had this one room had no gravity in it, and Peyton grabbed the guy with the.
Did.
Yes. Oh, sorry.
That's I grabbed him. I threw him towards the door.
Yeah.
And then the gravity kick. Anti-gravity kick.
So he's still going, and then I say during his turn, he's going to grab the front of the door, and then swing himself forward, grab him, kick in. He's going to hit the ground, land on his knees, and start running. That's the end of his turn. Yeah, back to the top, I guess. Peyton, just to clarify, we have everybody here except...
Oh, yes, and I casted fog.
And he casted fog, so I guess none of you guys really saw that unless you did. I assume he didn't come into contact with anybody.
I'm on the ceiling. Hard time.
Okay, so we have everybody except for Ezra, which is kind of inconvenient, and so for, like, continuity reasons, we're going to have Jaden play as Ezra's character temporarily. Or we let, yeah. Can you roll initiative for Ezra? Yeah. What do you get?
5.
Yeah, she sucks. Player's handbook you guys have.
Yeah, but I need to set it somewhere else.
Hey, who wants to, who, like, uses the player's handbook?
I guess
Lyle.
E equals 5.
Yep.
So far, I remember what that means in 5 minutes.
Yeah, we'll start from the top then. I don't know your guys' initiative.
I'm 22.
I'm 17.
I'm 19.
Okay. You.
I'm not.
When I walked in the room, did I see stairs?
No, the stairs, you wouldn't know.
No.
Well, you.
Yes, he would.
Well,
because there was a guy.
He's got the room. He's got the room to his right.
Or he wouldn't know because it's fog.
Yeah. Okay. First of all, yeah, there's fog. But you guys were in there before the fog was casted. So you were in there. The guy starts getting thrown, and then both the anti-gravity and fog start at the same time. I'd say.
But I saw where Ezra went. Right.
He's in the room. He's on
Ezra's character. Well, Ezra's character. Yeah, you know where you know what room he was in. He's in the same room as the person that Jaden.
Can
you please let me talk?
He went upstairs and now he was peeking out at the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know you saw the area he went through, and it's the same room that the person that Jaden hit, the girl, went in and shut the door because she is not in the mood. And fog right now, so you have to imagine.
Alex, may I ask a question?
What's your question?
What did I do making the stairs?
I think you just got the wrong token. Where's Ezra's character?
No, that is Ezra's character.
Yeah,
that's his character. You got the wrong character.
That's what I used last time I played.
I don't think that was
No.
What characters are left then?
I don't think it's any.
Because I didn't. If it's that one guy.
Well, listen, we only have six, right? I guess there was 5. Yeah, we're missing one. But anyway, what do you want to do, Ben?
I'm a new character now. Grab my axe, like it's like wood walls, right?
I'd say yeah, probably wooden walls.
Then I'll grab my axe, like right next to the head, and use the axe like an ice pick to bite it in and pull myself across.
Okay. Going which
and I'm
direction?
I'm gonna follow the wall.
Going backwards towards the door, or going towards the way that you saw Ezra go.
Towards the way as high as we go.
Okay, so yeah, I'd say you probably cleave. Where's your thing?
Yeah.
So you're gonna hit a corner. You're just gonna keep heading towards there.
Yeah.
30 feet. So 5, 10.
I wasn't
15.
There. I was here.
Yep. 5, 10, 15. Yep. So once you get to the door, now you're within range, so you can see it. You see, is that Jaden's character?
Yeah.
You see Jaden's character kind of standing there in front of it, and then you see the person on the other half of the door just chilling.
So I'm going to like take the axe and just wham it into like this the wall next to the door so it bites hard, and then I'm gonna use the axe to like slam both of my feet into the door.
Okay, roll for attack.
Initiative.
Yeah, roll for initiative.
7.
Okay.
Plus my strength modifier, which is 3, so that's 10.
I'd say you probably kick the door, but it doesn't break open.
Hmm.
Yeah, so I'd say, yeah, with a loud thud, you hit the door. She's going to recoil. She can't do anything because it's not his turn. End of turn. Who goes after you?
I'm 19.
What? It's low energy because we're not loud.
Ooh, ooh.
I am 19.
Yep.
Okay, so the room is like a no gravity, right?
Yes. There's no room. There's no gravity in this only specific room. However, fog is engulfed in almost the entire building, except for towards the top, because that's more than the 30 feet upwards.
Wait,
I want to go somewhere. I don't know where should I go.
You got a fireplace and a stool towards the corner of the room. You have the door you guys came from, the back of the room. You have the area of which Peyton and Jin are currently chilling at in the rightmost corner of the room. And you have nothing in the leftmost corner.
Looks like we're going to the stool.
Yep, so where are you right now?
Okay.
Yep, so you're going to have to... What's your mode of transportation? As there's no gravity nor visibility. It's just
grab onto the nearest wall and just push myself over.
So you're going to push yourself across?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, so you're going to come over and you're going to get to this fireplace. How do flames look where there's no gravity? They'd
stop
it. Yeah, they
don't exist.
Yeah, they would.
There's
no flame.
Now, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the fire's out. It smells a little bit like soup. Really
or wait,
foggy.
No, that's in low oxygen.
That's in,
in
no oxygen.
Okay, so it would... So,
Should we just assume it's just the fire's
yeah,
still going?
Like, yeah,
because the logs
the logs would float up.
Oh, that's pretty violent, yeah. So, that's what you see, and then, yeah, there's a stool. It's probably tipped over after you're getting hit.
Flaming logs just going everywhere they can.
Also, anti-gravity.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably
I assume it's, like, probably suspended slightly in the air.
Okay. I'm like, just a chill. I don't know exactly what to do.
You just want to end your turn?
Yeah.
Yep. Goes to... Law?
Yes.
Yep. Law.
Would my flying ability be able to help me move here?
Non-gravity, no.
Well,
I guess, kind of. It doesn't matter. You can just walk, dude.
Well, you can use the wings as like a way to start with, though.
Yeah, anti-gravity, though.
What are you trying to do?
I'm gonna go follow Jacob, because I don't know.
Okay.
Or if there's no gravity, wouldn't it be hard for his wings to grab the air?
No, like, he'd be one of the only ones who
which one are you?
I am the stabby boy.
Okay, so, yeah, I'd assume you could see him move over there, so you're gonna kick off a wall or something like that.
I'll kick off the wall and use my wings as extra
boost.
There's so
feet.
Many
this
factors.
This is a really small room, in my opinion, so I'd say you could probably see someone within 5 feet of you.
Okay.
This is the fire pit, right?
Yes. From the side of the wall.
About to land in it.
There's space above the fire pit where I can just rest on the wall, right?
What? Yeah. I guess. So you're like
just
lay up
above the fire pit.
Okay.
It's gonna wet up the
anti-gravity.
I guess.
And I'm gonna.
This was just with Alex.
Move.
Okay. Either that or this is gonna be the coolest house ever.
What?
But the anti-gravity never ends. The party never stops.
No, I just think it stops after a while.
I'm gonna go this way.
I don't actually have my iPhone 6, so if we do blood magic, I'm gonna have to guess. I can use a DM.
That's not where the steps are, by the way. The steps are where the room is.
The steps are in the other room.
Oh, okay.
That's the room I'm kicking the door in unsuccessfully.
I'm just gonna. I assume I see Peyton.
I'd assume you also see
Peyton.
What's
the room made of?
So I'm gonna go. Peyton's
wood and
ask him
stone.
Why are you trying to kick down a door?
Oh, I wonder why I'm trying to kick down the door.
That's his exact response.
Okay.
Everyone knows very well why he's trying to kick down the door, because everyone knows exactly where he's running. Everyone knows exactly what this other person was.
I'm just gonna be a dumbass.
Bro, I just got here, bro. I wasn't here last time, so I have no clue what's going on.
I thought that was a logical question. Stop making fun of me!
Okay.
Oh, that's right. You have no idea what's going on.
Oh yeah. Do you have absolutely
no
idea what's going on?
I have absolutely no idea what's
going
on.
No one knows where. No one really.
I'm confused
they know
why there's no gravity.
Is, but we don't know about the second person.
No, you guys know, especially about the second person.
You guys just. Entrance.
You guys come in, right?
Well, you don't know where the second person is.
What do you mean the second person? Like.
No, the guy on the roof.
I guess that's a third person.
A third person, I mean.
Ezra is aware of him, but you guys are not. You guys are aware of Ezra and the second person that is inside of the area, the girl. Who goes after Lyle, I guess?
I got
17. What?
My God.
Who goes after
the same
Lyle?
Yes.
I have 14.
Yeah, I've got 15.
What about, I'm 15. Packing 3.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I've got 15. So, 15 was...
What about, Zarl, or...
Zoraldus, that's Jane's character, and then...
I meant, Zarl.
That's Zoraldus, isn't it?
Zoraldus? Yeah, he told me it was Zarl.
Zoral Aldous.
Is it Zoral or Zarl?
Zoral? Space. Aldous.
Yes.
Okay, nice.
I have a last name, I'm so cool.
The person in the room, well, like... The person in the room that's on the other half of the door, I'd say, is going to kind of walk. You guys can't. You're just going to leave your field of view, the people who are at the door. You're just going to walk, open another door, and then that's all you guys are going to see.
And she leaves.
1 second.
My victims are getting away, and I'm getting angry.
Lyle's all the way. See, that's
this. What am I doing?
Okay. 1 second.
You know what? You see everything.
Alex, you're being raided.
What you doing there?
What's
being raided?
he's like looking under the DM screen because I have two tables set up.
Job just, hey cowboy.
No.
Okay, what else? I think that's all. That's the end of his turn. I mean her turn.
Pulls out so snake from
one
boot.
More. You go, Jin.
It's
snake time.
Which character?
Zoraldus.
I'm throwing a casual person thing. I'm gonna try the doorknob. I'm gonna try
it's
to open the door with the door.
Okay. Yeah. So as you reach for the door, you jitter.
You know, I just remember, like, you know, way early on in this season.
Yeah. First thing, the back in the gargling episodes where just. Yeah. Try the doorknob. Nothing happens.
Right.
I'm not gonna. That's not really an action or anything.
Just
jiggle, jiggle.
Are you sure that thing can hear you guys?
Yes, I can say with 100% certainty that the
microphone
can hear
you. Because you're talking quieter today than normal.
I disagree.
Yeah, he was talking this quiet. Actually, no, you weren't here for
the
episode. The
actual
audio
that is interpreted is completely based on the amount of noises in the background. Like a lot of whispering.
Anyways, I suppose we're going to take my Warhammer and try to break the door down.
Okay, roll for...
Are you not
so
anything? Okay.
The floor?
Yeah, no, don't say anything. Yeah,
roll
for
attack. Anti-gravity does not affect
you. Hold up, I just let me, like, put the thing metal, so, okay?
13 damage, or 13 to hit.
Sad, taking roses.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, so, since you swing open and hit it, the momentum that was in the hammer now goes to you. So, you break open the door. And since the door is not actually part of the anti-gravity, it's going to fall inward, but you're going to go flying back towards the back of the wall.
I grab Peyton's head.
Yeah. I'll make a dexterity saving throw, actually. Yes.
Don't you have to 13? Roll against my AC?
No.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah, so yeah, you're going to grab him up, and Peyton's already still lodged in, so he's okay. Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
this is why I use.
You guys don't know what happens for the other guy's turn, so that's Ezra's turn.
Right.
Okay, my turn?
Yes.
Okay,
so...
Ezra, what's your turn?
Oh, yeah.
Ezra is
Ezra's
5.
Turn. Okay,
okay,
so
Ezra's
3. So, what's Ezra's character's name?
Baroom.
It's something, yeah.
Boromir. Boromir.
Boromir, there it is.
Yeah. Yeah. So, what do you want to do with Ezra's character? Like, you want to, like... You want me to tell you what's going on with the guy outside, or?
I'm gonna do the smart thing that I know Ezra. Do I have to do what Ezra would do?
No, you can just. That's kind of.
Roleplay the character.
Well, no, here's the thing. There's a difference between roleplaying Ezra's character and roleplaying Ezra.
I know very well Ezra would just chase the guy.
Ezra's character may be capable of doing something, whereas Ezra may not want to do it. So I'd say you roleplay Ezra's character, not Ezra.
I'd probably yell and alert the guys about the fleeing dude.
Get, roll for performance. I know it sounds stupid, but that's usually what
also,
I do.
Also, wouldn't the fog start leaking out of the door?
I'd say a little bit, yeah. But, like,
yeah, so, he can
four.
See.
Whack. That just popped the border. The
door's open. Yeah, no, you still, you hear it. I'd say probably the two people at the door hear it, so just Peyton, actually. Peyton,
well,
and
not me.
Also Lyle. Well, hey.
Isn't Lyle on a fireplace, though?
No, Lyle is now, Lyle said he was next to Peyton.
Right.
Or next to Drakon.
Everyone's next to Peyton. Where's the party? Peyton's the party person, apparently.
Okay, so, Drakon and...
I'm attached to Peyton.
Name,
I don't have a last name.
Lyle, what's your character's name?
Irwin Sickle.
Okay, Irwin. Yeah, so Drakon and Irwin both hear it.
Bruh.
Yeah. Bruh, you mumbles yourself. you go.
Okay, so, I'm gonna, just started to feel like I can't move. I start floating up, and I can't really grab the ground as good. So I see Peyton, and I just kind of kick off of him and towards the door-ish where I think it is, because fog cloud.
Yep. You really have nothing to roll for. I guess maybe acrobatics.
Like, where would I go? Because I don't, like, just
that's why I'm making you roll for acrobatics.
Okay. Oh shoot, I didn't grab that.
I guess I'm just a handhold and like.
Yes.
Yes.
I got a.
One.
Negative two.
I got 11.
Plus,
yeah.
I have plus.
I like how the dice went like this, down, and then back up.
Yeah, so you're just gonna kick off of Drakon and you're gonna go towards the door.
Whoa.
Well, yeah, so you're, once you come to the corner, you see that the door is open. You can't really see through the door. Maybe you can begin to see, like, the outline of a moonlit sidewalk.
Okay, so,
like that.
Is that my action?
Yeah, probably, but you can do a bonus action, maybe.
As a bonus action, I grab on the door and try to pull myself out.
Yep.
So I'm right here.
Outside.
I fall down.
Yeah, and the moment the moment you grab onto the top of that, what do you mean is that called? The top of the door?
Door frame?
Yeah, door frame. You grab on the door frame, you reach outside, and then you just immediately feel the weight of your body listening to you. Is that the end of the room?
Yep.
Back to the top.
I'm going to, like, use my axe to push myself in and then take it out like that.
So, you come in, weight returns, you see... as his character, Baromir.
Yeah,
you guys are really good at creepy fantasy games. Baromir, yeah, you see him at the top of the stairs.
I'm not gonna name my character Bill.
I go up the stairs.
Irwin Sickle.
Also, yeah, I created his name. I don't know what you're like 15,
20, 25. Yep.
And then I come out.
Okay, well, can you let me like describe what you see first?
Okay.
So, as you come to the top, you'll see this guy. I guess he's walking away from you guys, and he's beginning kind of. Brisk pace, not really super fast because why would you waste energy? he's around, I'd say 45 feet away.
Alright, I come out onto the roof.
Yep, and that's end of your turn. Who goes after him?
And then Lyle.
Ah!
Why am I knocked off? Wait, no, that's not me, okay. They look the same though. I'm gonna, okay, what can I see because of the fog? How far can I see?
You're on the stool. I'd say you see the fireplace in front of you. You see the stool under your butt. And then you kind of general area of the wall in front of you, but that's about it.
So I don't know where they are.
No. But I'd say you probably notice absence in movement.
Okay. I want to progress instead of just jumping around this room. I'll go. Words and the movement I hear.
Like, how are you gonna move?
You pick up the stool and jab it into the ground and push off of it.
Okay. So I assume as you float towards the door, you're gonna see Drakon go through the dip through the front door. And, yeah. And you see the other two people waiting at the doorway.
Okay.
Yep. Who goes after the chicken?
Me. So, I'm thinking, I'm going to grab, so the door's open, right, on the doorway, yes,
yeah.
I'm presuming, so I'm going to grab the other side of the doorway and just kind of push my way in.
Okay. You feel your weight return to you as you enter.
Okay, then I'm going to 10, 15, 20, 25,
yeah.
I see the dude. Just chilling 45 feet away from me, right?
Do you pop out?
Yes.
Yep, okay. Is that the end of your turn?
I try to shoot him with short bow.
Okay, roll for attack.
Uh, 18.
Good. My simple as it goes away for peace for this guy. It's
oh,
up 30
to 20, because my short plus 5.
Yep, roll for damage.
Plus d6 plus 3. Versus d6. 7.
Yep.
Crippling shot.
No.
Yeah, no. He's a rogue.
He's gonna get away.
I shot him.
Jacob.
I just walk up to search pick up. Ooh, bad guy.
Yeah, this is gonna take a bit.
Wow.
Do you have like anything I can use as a temporary bookmark?
Why not?
What? Do you have anything I can use as a temporary bookmark? Not food wrapper, please.
Or
a piece of paper or something folded.
Or a ripped piece of paper.
Okay, thank you.
I eat it.
You're gay. I'm glad we came to a cumulative decision.
Yeah.
The council has spoken.
Unless it's covered in Sharpie, it's gay.
Did die.
I don't know why I'm stabbing.
Oh, poop. I completely forgot. Jane, you're supposed to remind me.
Okay.
Hello?
You do that much damage.
Take my pillies.
Suck the suck.
Well, so you're gonna peg him with an arrow. You're just gonna kind of trigger it off. He takes damage though.
Nice. He gets shot with an arrow, like, ah, it's fine.
Yeah, I guess, well, he's gonna, of course, stumble a bit, but he's not gonna really alter by 1-2.
A lot less energy in this podcast today than normal.
I feel like we have energy, it's just we're not being loud.
It's cold.
It's also very cold.
Dude,
yes.
It's not cold in here.
It's not cold.
Is.
I'm actually hot.
Okay. I'm warm, bro.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 12.
Oh, he's wearing a full winter
jacket. Yeah, I'm wearing a straight up winter jacket.
but you are like, you weigh like negative 12 pounds, though.
That has nothing to do with it.
Yes.
He has no flubber to protect himself with.
I have some
yep.
flubber.
Has that been your turn?
Has some flubber. Jacob has.
Who's after Irwin?
17. Mine is part of my initiative.
Well, you're gonna do them, though. Oh wait, you already went. Never mind.
He's wet. Who's below 17?
That's 15.
Mine,
yeah.
He's out of initiative now, so I'm not gonna keep him anymore. Your turn.
That's mine.
Who's turn?
Oh, Jim's. And then Ezra's. I think not really Ezra's.
Okay, what's your main character have? His initiative.
Right now? 14.
Oh, okay, so your main character is way higher than your Ezra.
I only have
did mom respond? Yes, she did. She said okay.
To what?
Is dash a bonus action? Is that how that works?
Dash is an action.
It is.
However, popping out is not an action.
So, one.
Oh yeah, I guess I'm gonna just dash up to him and brief.
So I'm gonna, well, like, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. I'm gonna hop out, I'm gonna dash after him.
Okay.
Unless getting out of the, going, like, out of the door to the, whatever.
Yeah, so you climb out, and then you're gonna dash towards him for 25 feet. Is
yeah.
that 0 and 25 feet away? Yeah, okay.
But we're not hunting that guy, we're hunting the guy that, like, is on the roof.
Yeah, that's what I'm
that's
what
I just dashed after.
Yep, we'll just do it like this, shooting. So you're 25 feet in this, guys. Is he that far? No, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. And then he's 45, so...
I'm at 25, 30, so.
35, 40, 45. Okay. Is your turn?
Yeah.
Okay, is the thing your turn? Yeah, so it's gonna be this guy's turn. 1 second. Yeah, what's up?
I'm gonna go to the bathroom.
Yeah, I also have to pee.
So,
I dropped my bookmark.
Go.
Oh, it was mad.
So, if you get to my turn, just make me continue following the crew.
Good. Oh, Jesus.
He follows
this campaign
the
units came prepared. Yep, so let me just draw, like, more rooftop. So, let me describe it.
Yeah,
it's beginning to rain. Let's start out. These roofs are not, they're not completely flat, but on the left, Yeah, some more. On the left and right side, there's probably angled to about 45, 35 degree. We're just like drawing this out like a foot race. Yep. One second. I wanna go pee, but Jake is currently eating, so.
You can use the other one.
Girls' bathroom. Ew.
It's like we have a female in the group.
I know.
I'm glad
that's
we
right.
don't.
We're
that'd be,
a major,
that'd be
a major,
weird.
It'd be really bad.
It'd be weird. It'd just be all, just like a bunch of dudes,
anger.
And then just one
and a
person.
Single girl.
Yeah.
It'd just be like weird.
It'd be like, Ian's, surprise birthday party.
We would technically have gender diversity, though. That makes us somewhat cooler.
Well, I was a girl.
When the teacher gives you a fill right. in the blank test, but there's no word bank. You're like Hitler, but even Hitler cared about Germany or something.
Okay. So, this person is going to run 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. Give me a second.
You can run, but you can't hide.
You can't run, but you also can't hide.
Oh no, what am I supposed to do? I can jump, though.
Okay. Mm. So. 45,
50, 55, 60, 65, 70. You can run 70 feet in one turn?
Dash.
Ah.
This person is fast.
You can run 45 feet in one turn?
You guys aren't supposed to catch up. What do you mean not supposed to catch
up?
She has 35 movement speed. So dash. 35 plus 35 is 70.
We're not supposed to catch them, but you say if
you
we don't catch,
you
them,
catch them,
wait,
no.
Does dash, like, simply just let you move the same amount of your normal movement?
Yes.
I suggest you aim for his legs.
Okay. So I'd be able to move 60 feet in turn.
So would
yeah. I could move 90 feet, but Alex took that ability away from me.
Yeah, because it was annoying. You were just, like, made of...
I'm going to fly indoors. Okay. Congratulations, you hit your head in the top
yeah,
the roof and you die.
Most are only 10 feet high, so to fly 5 feet upward when you're already 5 feet, and then you'd be flying 2 feet into the ceiling.
Yes, okay. I didn't think about that, okay?
He does.
And just, like, every single time I give him an option. Okay, it's that guy's turn. Is that the near turn?
Gives me extra movements.
And you're not a hummingbird, so you can't hover.
You guys can catch this person, that's just, like...
It'll
just,
take a while.
Yeah, you just get lucky.
I shoot him with a flintlock. No.
Ezra's. Not coming, Ezra is.
I don't even know.
You guys want to have a gangbang break? Just kidding.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
I was making a joke of playing Smash Brothers because I like Smash Brothers.
I don't even know what freaking Ezra's movement speed is.
I'd say it's 25 because he's a dwarf, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a monk dwarf, aka the best of the best. He's tier picking. Oh my gosh, three.
How many key points does he have?
All of them. He doesn't even know. He doesn't even know what key points are, dude.
Does he have like three of them then, or
he's got all three? Yeah, he could get there in one turn.
I'm doing it.
Oh wait, hold up. Action dash, bonus action, double your speed. Yes. No.
Yeah.
Player's handbook time.
There you go, Jay.
Come on.
You're fucking a. Did you take your pills out?
Okay, this is.
Yes, I brought extra two.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
I brought pills today.
I think.
Alex, this is a good time to.
Massive. Oh.
No!
It's
never a good time.
No, what are you paying during duty?
I'm sorry if I
was
saying for like the first hour, but my pills haven't.
You can spend one key point to take the disengage or dash action as a bonus action on your turn.
Yep. And then you can make your actual action casting a key point to double your movement speed, right?
Yes.
Okay, do it. That's 90 feet? No.
25 plus 25, 50.
You don't double the 50, you double the 25.
Yeah.
So, it's 75.
Yes.
So, Ezra's 5 feet away?
5
no,
feet
No, not
feet
even. Because he's... No, because...
He's on... Ezra's on the
right. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 65, 70, 75. It'd be more like this, because if I skipped a few squares. So yeah, Ezra... slams his feet in the ground and with an absolute brisk pace sprints at this person. Yeah.
And I have my
that 3 foot fine dwarf is fucking it.
Actually, Alex Thromir would do that.
Oh my god, sorry. Get no complication, you guys are good. Your turn.
Nice. Complication. So I get up.
This person's nearing.
And I look around for... That's not my action. Just I'm going to look
around. I'll tell you what you see. So you're going to... Dude, what the hell?
I didn't know you were going to, like, kick your feet
off. I was trying to get in the chair. Yeah. So you're going to look up and you're going to see Ezra and... I mean, Bramir and... unknown person running down the rooftops.
Break his legs with the hammer.
They're about, I'd say, like 40, 45 feet.
Do I see the guy I helped?
Oh, the guy you helped? No, he's far gone.
Okay, so I'm just going to run back. I'm just going to run away. I'm just going
to
leave.
Go to Cuddles Meat Pies or go back to home base?
Go back to home base, I guess.
I'm so glad you interrupted our plans, made it harder for us to
your plans and then and engines.
I mean, I had the same plan because Peyton told me information.
Information did he tell you?
Yeah,
evil.
There, no, he said evil and there's something to do with rock.
Oh, okay. Oh, you told him what was going on.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you were painting the perspective of what's going on.
I said, okay.
Yeah, it's like CNN. You only get some of the news.
You only get some of the news and their perspective.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is what's going on, but if it isn't, it's not my issue.
They don't even say that. It's like, this is, they don't even say this is our opinion. They just go, this is the objective.
This could be the truth, and if it's not, it's not our problem. anyway.
Says the one that
backs
some plans and then runs away.
He's not ruining anything. He could just have civil issues. Also, I'm going to do a thing, actually, we'll probably do that towards the end of the episode. Back to the top, I guess. Drake Hunterton. No way in hell you can catch him.
I move 60 feet since I run.
Yeah. And he's more than 60 feet away.
Is this a square in the running?
Yes.
I guess I'm here.
Yep. In case you're wondering what we drew for the battle map, I just simply drew a straight line.
Three of them.
Three straight lines. They're not even straight, they're like dyslexic. Yeah, one of them wavers out.
Look,
like
you're not even factoring
right.
That roofs are like sometimes like they're curved.
Oh, I'm
like...
rolling.
Oh.
And stuff.
Oh, okay.
It's just right now these roofs are very heterosexual. Never mind. Never mind, that wouldn't make any sense. I'll just leave that for the next one. Okay.
Straight. Inverted.
So you see, can you come to this one and it's just whack? Also, this specific chunk of roof has changed.
That's
just
multiple
like,
people have run on before.
That multiple people run on before. Okay, who goes next?
Me.
Lilu.
Am I allowed to have 90 feet of movement now?
No.
Just shoot him.
What about?
I'll just run 30 feet.
What you do? Yeah. What you do in your turn?
And
nothing.
Okay, so.
You can dash.
Oh wait, I didn't do anything on my
turn.
Welcome
shoot
to the Dungeons and Dragons foot race.
Skipped Jacob.
Doesn't love
no.
What's your initiative?
Before allow.
Oh, okay, never mind. Jacob,
I'm gonna run down the hallway.
Oh, you mean to that one door that everyone kept running past?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're gonna come to this door. You go to open it. There is something props up against the door. Make a strength check. If you want to open it,
I forgot
to subtract out arrows.
Or you can go up the stairs.
Yes, roll d20 and add your strength mod. Well, the thing is, Jacob's actually going on something else because there is stuff in that room.
20 plus 1, 21.
Brick, yeah, dude. So, you plant your feet and you push straight in this door. So, you're gonna kick in the door. You look to your right. You see this room is really stone. It's kind of like, it just smells bad. And you see, first of all, you're gonna see the person, the girl with.
What about the guard? How long till the guard shows up?
Who says he's
never
calling the guard?
I know, Cuddles Meat Pie.
She didn't call the guard.
Oh.
She lives on the bad part of town, dude.
She calls the guard. People
she
know she's a snitch. Yeah.
Oh.
She's telling you that
the okay, so the guard's the... Okay,
snitches
that makes
snitches.
Sense.
We are the guards now.
Give me a second.
We are the guards of the ghetto.
We are the
guardians of the ghetto.
Yeah, I have to relocate this section.
Relocation. Da 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 da.
Deportation. Yep.
Come here, Mexican child.
Do 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 deporter.
This
is not mine.
Only our American and European
so,
viewers.
So gagged and tied
is.
To the chair in the back of the room is a person. They've got eye tattoos as usual.
The teardrop.
Spotlight, oh, moonlight, oh. Okay, so yeah, they're, he's sitting there, he's got, like, he's kind of strapped down with, like, leather stuff. Not like an execution chair, he's just stuck there.
Bruh.
Indian moonlight first playing.
Yeah. Spotlight, oh, he's wearing, it's a, he's a dwarf, and he's wearing his leather cap with, like, eye stalks, kind of like,
He's a pirate.
What? No, you know what, eye stalks are, like, sticks with eyes on them. attached to it.
Alien hat.
Yeah. That's pretty much what you need to know. So the person there, she was grabbing more furniture and moved towards the door. She sees you. No.
Yes.
She's back in the initiative now because somebody thought it was their business. Yeah. So is that the end of your turn? Okay, goes back to Ligma. I'm assuming you guys both heard.
Why am I Ligma now?
I just call you random names, dude.
I know.
Erwin Sickle, Ligma, Lilu,
Lagos, yeah, Lyle, Fontaine,
Cole Falter.
I refer to your first name. Now they will find you and eliminate you.
D&D, but I refer to everyone by their social security numbers.
3-4-9-3-3-7-4. All right, 3-0-4-2-9-2. 3-7-4-9-3-2. Please stand up.
Your turn, yes.
Dash is a bonus action, right?
No, dash is an action, but. Ezra can do it as a other character can do it as a bonus action.
I'm a level 3 rogue, so can I?
No, he's a monk.
No. I'm a level 3 rogue. I've read it in
the It's only 60 feet, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're just on the pitten.
Oh, a little pitten.
Everybody's going breakneck speed. Okay. So
I try to shoot him.
Yeah, roll for attack.
Didn't he dash?
Actually, yeah, you dashed.
Dash
is a bonus action.
Dash is not a bonus action. Dash is your action.
Cunning movement, isn't it called?
Cunning action, I think.
Cunning action.
Oh.
I'll verify. It's lost my job right now.
Jaden's my Cody, and if you couldn't
tell. Oh, my God.
While he's doing that, I'm just going to roll for attack.
You already actually hold up. You already rolled once. I saw that.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. It was 13 plus 5 is 18.
That hits.
Get all my schlong like a ding ding kong.
I'm the master of information.
That was my first roll of 10.
Oh,
Wow, so it falls off the roof and breaks it.
That doesn't
hit.
Oh, I know, it's plus.
No, hey, wow, that doesn't hit.
13 plus 5, yeah, it's 18.
That doesn't hit, no.
Oh, he must have big boy AC. I only hit him. The only reason I hit him was with a 20.
Yes.
Plus 5.
You underestimate the amount of plot armor this man has.
No, I'm serious. Jane, come over here. Only Jane's allowed to see this.
What's his AC? 19?
Dude, this guy could be moving even farther.
That's nuts, isn't it? Yeah. Doesn't hit.
I lose an arrow. I have 38 arrows now.
This person is wearing a cloak and leather boots.
I'm going to cut his legs.
What is he made of? Iron?
Cock and ball torture.
Jesus
no
Christ.
No more plot armor.
Wikipedia.en.
It doesn't even need plot armor. It's
fine. It's not even. No, I showed you in the staff. It's not plot armor. It's an actual staff on people you actually have to fight.
Alright, who's turn?
Well, went so. The dude, running dude.
I wish
the dude
I had
went
my
here.
Beat up
is now dead.
I
don't actually know.
Jacob, I'm gonna let the person double roll. So Jacob, what? She's just gonna push you 5 feet backwards into the fog.
Run back.
Grab more furniture. That's end of the turn.
She's very wanting to keep you out of this room.
What's your initiative?
My initiative, mine.
Are you?
I'm out.
That's okay, guys. The reason why Caleb did what he did because he has to leave.
Bro,
not now.
Oh, Jaden, I found it. Jaden, give me the D100.
I just wanted to get out of there.
Yeah. It's 10:40.
Yeah, as a character,
we're almost done anyway. We can get this one kind of short.
In exactly 20 minutes, it'll be 11.
You go, Jaden,
and then podcast will end.
My dad, my mom will text me.
Yeah. Thank you.
So it's my turn now, right?
Yes.
I know we need to.
I'm going to run. 1, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, and then dash.
Yep.
5, 10, 15,
20, 25, 30. Oof. You should be right here because you dash because this is one square.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. I thought that was two.
Oh, it's one.
So he's right behind
you. Okay,
me.
You're right in front of him. Huh. What
do you do? You swing?
I'd use my action.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
So I just have to look angrily at him.
No, you, wait, did you... Is that the most you can go?
Yeah.
Just...
So you sprint up. You're within feet, but you can't do anything.
Is that your turn? Dude, all I'm doing... I'm picturing... Dude, I'm literally, you know, like,
if Alex like, up McKeed of my 90 speed of movement, I would have 120 cutting action.
Jaden, you want to know what I'm picturing?
Up and running my character, run!
Jaden.
Jacob, no!
Jaden, you want to know what I'm picturing? You know, like, the black
Jaden's
cop.
Gonna get yeeted off the roof.
You know that black cop
I've been running my character
wrong. Chance of meatballs.
What do you mean?
People. I have a lot of stuff I thought I didn't have, but I did. Because on the back of, but busy Jacob, get up.
Dude, I've been talking before you started talking.
This sheet?
Yeah.
I wrote down my character stuff, up to a certain level.
Jacob.
And then I wrote down what I did, but I didn't read it till just now.
Die inside.
I discovered I played my character wrong.
Alex.
What do you?
Alex.
I wrote down the information. I've never read it.
Well, you guys will see my name also.
If you let me keep my 90 meter movement, I get 120 because cunning action.
How about now?
I know, Alex. But if you let me keep it, ooh.
Alex, look, all I'm saying, bro, what I picture the way that Jaden is so close, but he's not there, is a cloudy chance of meatballs. I forgot what the main character's name was. What's his name?
I don't know.
I imagine I'm just like,
well,
I imagine like within 2 feet of him, I'm just too busy panting to do anything.
Then you know the Black Hawk guy. Right. I picture Jaden being the Black Hawk guy, just running, just...
Okay, is that the end of your turn? Okay, so... step walk time. So, first I need to do this. So, he's gonna start running, and then... Okay, so they're gonna start running, and in front of you, in front of her is a 10-foot kind of incline. It's a building that's just 10 feet taller, about a story taller, you know? And so she's gonna...
Man, is it like...
It's not slanted, it's just 10 feet. You know like how when buildings are close to... Because, it's just a 10 feet incline.
Right.
Yep. So, she's gonna climb up, and then, climb up and then dash. It takes no action climbing upwards, by the way, so it's just climbing for 10 feet, and it's only, so it does take 10 feet of movement speed, so that is where
this is a long chase.
It's not actually that long.
I guess.
I'm about to camp the dude.
Dash action, so that's 50 feet of movement.
If you move 60 feet, Jaden, you can go.
But he can't. He has to make the check. So I assume like right here, 5,
10.
Oh, sorry. The one score is 5, right?
Yeah. 5, 10, 15,
20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50. And then,
do you have any long range weapons?
As an action.
Oh yeah, I do.
Just not using them.
I'm not using them now.
I do not have a range attack.
I have a warhammer and I have fists. Also grabby boys.
Wait. That'd be kind of mean, but I'm not going to do it again. Apparently, it's supposed to take 2 dash actions. This swashbuckler can make a dash as a bonus action for each of his turns. So dash and then dash again. It'd be putting me like 120 feet a turn, which is like a little bit faster than I want to go. 90, actually.
Which character is Jaden on?
And then I'll do, his action will be ready faster.
Alright. What are you gonna do, Peyton?
To the top?
No, okay. Oh, Kilb doesn't go, I guess.
Kilb is gone.
Kilb, is there anything you wanna do out of combat or no?
Just kinda gather up my stuff and try to leave.
You've already left, yeah. I'm
sorry. Try to, like, leave the, just kinda go for, I try to find the guy, anyway.
Oh, okay. Make an investigation check.
Where do you have to go, Kilb?
2.
No.
Like, the guy is a... Okay.
You got 2.
Okay. Roll the champion.
No, not the guy, but the man. No, I already did a search today. Shoot.
Yeah.
Okay. No, right. Yeah, the Kaneku, whatever. To get the money,
good.
But instead
dash.
I just... I just go to the bar. I haven't reached there yet.
Cool.
5, 10,
you have
15,
to go somewhere.
20, 25, 30.
Is that why you left the battle?
40.
Make a strength check.
I left the bat. Well, both reasons.
2 of them.
Yeah, 15.
And it takes 10 movements for you to get up the wall itself.
What?
It takes 10 movement speed to climb up the wall.
Yeah.
So he like got a...
Yeah, he moved 50. He moved 50 feet.
No, but he got a perfect on that, so he didn't have to like...
I rolled 19. And he did spend 10 movement speed to climb up the wall.
60. All right. I'm slowly gaining.
Yeah, who goes next?
Me.
How many turns have we been doing this, may I ask?
I don't know.
Running
turns, after
it's
him?
Three, right?
No, it's three.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
Are you chasing the guy?
I am going to go.
Chasing the guy, or would you consider chasing the guy and in the house, like this, all one encounter?
Yeah.
Okay, so then it's been five turns.
No, forget. No, just leaving out and chasing.
I'm gonna lose like two in-game pounds from running.
No, gain two. That's Andrew from Britain.
I go back in the room. Me.
Yep.
I go back in the room.
Okay, you just re-enter?
Yeah, because I get pushed out. I'm like, what?
You see the exact same scene, except for this time more furniture is closer to you.
I'm going to say why. I don't know. Okay, actually, do you guys know anything about this person? Because
this is the first. Oh, heck. I forgot. He has no idea what's going on.
He has no idea what's going on.
What's
you,
up with
you? You explain, Jane.
What's the deal?
I don't have to. I'm legally required to.
Yes, okay. You're my sibling.
No, you're gonna hit her.
Oh yeah, you just railed her with 19 damage.
Basically, so we run into this neato burrito room, right? Okay, and there's like a neato stone lady. I keep forgetting the name because who cares about names, right? Right, let's move on. Two people, Peyton like attempts to clamp someone, doesn't. I attempt to clamp the person you're currently looking at. Hit her for 19 necrotic.
Which is more than one.
Yeah. Not having a fun day. They're completely innocent too, kind of.
Kind of. They're innocent.
I also shot the dude Peyton with his head.
Where did you find them at first?
They
broke into their house.
Oh.
This is their house. We are currently in, and we are currently destroying.
It's more
with
of a hideout.
Anti-gravity magic and like.
It's a hideout, but like.
I'm gonna state what is up.
My boys.
Like, not much. How about you?
No, not like that. Like as in what is up? Questioning, like.
Like,
what you doing?
Sorry, something's vibrating. Like, I told my mom I couldn't wear the vibrating.
My mom.
Watch the phone call, stupid.
Hello. Okay,
I gotta go.
You gotta go.
Oh, congratulations, you've arrived at the possibly worst time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I stepped on my switch.
Nice, you stupid potato of a human being.
I was ready to hear it the worst time because everyone's leaving.
It's fine, now we're just
an hour. Everyone's leaving for like an hour.
We're watching a football video. Yeah. Hey, take a seat, Ezra, it's your turn.
Quick question.
What's your turn? When's it ending?
What time did it end?
I'd say around 3-4 p.m. the official episodes end, but we probably still hang out till 6-7 p.m. That's usually what we do, right?
Because I've worked like 6.
Yeah, so that's usually what we do.
It's like 6?
Technically 4. 3 or 4, right?
Yeah.
And we play like Smash and stuff for us. So.
Wait, Angel's leaving too.
No, he's just telling his dad the time he's.
Well, yeah, now you want to get something to eat or no? Yeah, you ate many things, and breakfast is not one of them.
Usually I bring breakfast for you guys. Anyway, now it's time to just talk about like general stuff. Whether or not you want to become a Patreon, really, I don't suggest it. But I feel like even like $1 makes it a lot more serious, which means I have a reason to yell at them for just like being annoying. Personally, suggestions are very much enforced. I would like to get some suggestions on what to change. Maybe I should be speaking louder. I was thinking about getting better equipment, like maybe like finding like a cheap laptop that can record audio, because I know how to edit audio and stuff like that. It's just that right now we use a phone with kind of this weird omnidirectional microphone that you plug into just the aux cord and it records audio.
Yeah.
It's better than Android TM gargling. Yeah. Yeah. Vibrate, your mom's calling your phone.
Alright, well, I guess hold on.
he's not